Hello, Bayside Plastic Surgery. Terry speaking.
Oh, good afternoon. My name's Mrs. Nichols. You have a referral from my doctor, Dr. Collins, in New Street, Brighton. I've sort of been putting it on hold, but I'm ringing to make an appointment to see Dr.
David
Mr. David.
Okay. Let me just check our little referral book. Can I pop you on hold 1 second?
Yeah, sure.
What did you say your surname was?
Nichols with two L's, Elizabeth.
Nichols. Oh, yeah. Okay. 1 sec, Elizabeth. Hang on.
Bayside Plastic Surgery, a premier Melbourne-based plastic surgery practice devoted to both cosmetic and reconstructive surgery of the face, body and breast. We currently feature some of the most innovative treatments and surgical techniques available for cosmetic surgery of...
Are you there? I can't see anything printed off, but it might have just... I've got this new computer system. Sometimes it just is
it's
very
about
clever.
5 months ago. Yeah, it's about 5 months ago. That,
is it a while ago? Okay, let me have a look. Oh, okay, so it mightn't be on my new... but I'll just see if it's in there. So Nichols double... So N-I-C-H-O-L-L-S.
Yes.
Okay. And what did you say your first name was, Elizabeth?
Elizabeth?
Elizabeth. No, I haven't got you here, and I can't even see the... Let me just check the email.
Somebody did ring me within the next day or so after
I'd
seen the doctor. Somebody rang me.
Maybe I'll go back a bit further in this book.
She said there was a spare spot that day, but I hadn't made up my mind whether to do this because it's just basically a cosmetic nodule.
Yeah, all right.
So it's a while ago.
Oh, no. Isn't that funny?
You will have it.
I can't see it here in the printed off thing. Maybe they threw it out when they didn't hear back from you, but I can check the emails and see. So it was emailed directly to us, was it? From
yes.
Let me just have a little look here. In so which general practice was it from? Do you
New Street Medical Center, Dr. Collins.
Okay, let's have a look. Oh, Paddy Collins.
Paddy, yes.
Paddy, yeah. I'll just try Paddy Collins. Okay.
Well, if you can't find it, I can come up and bring my referral with me.
Yeah, I think that might be the best solution. I can't see it here. And who knows where it is now after 6 months. But, okay, now... So you've got a little nodule. Where is it, Elizabeth? On
right hand side, down from my nose. What does he say where it is? Just below my right cheek.
All right.
So something that's been there for a long time, and he says cosmetic.
Right. And you just want to get rid of it. So look, do you have private insurance?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Look. What we normally do with little things like that is just do them as little local anaesthetic procedures at a distance, Sir John Monash. But, you've usually got to pay your excess, that's all. So, usually...
Where did you say, they can't do it...
in the room.
Your
If it's small enough that he can do it with a punch biopsy, then yes, he will do it in the rooms. But anything that requires diathermy or that sort of thing, no, we don't do them in the rooms. We do them... we have a local anaesthetic list.
Where would I have to go?
That's at Sir John Monash Private Hospital.
Monash Private Hospital.
Yeah,
crikey.
It's in Clayton, in Clayton Road, Clayton. So it's just they have good rates, and we just do once a month do a just.
Well,
a,
I guess
just
if
a
I
thing.
Come and have an appointment with
we'll
David,
just work out the best way to get it off
and sort it out from there.
Yeah, because often if they're small enough, we can just remove them with a punch biopsy. And then they just sort of heal up on their own.
So
let's come and have a look at it, I guess.
Okay, I'll come up and see you within the next day or two, probably tomorrow.
Yeah,
and I'll bring the referral with me.
No, I'd have to make an appointment for you to see David. So
I thought I'd have to bring up my referral before I made an appointment.
No, you can just bring the referral with you on the day. Okay.
Oh, okay. All
yeah.
Right.
So
all
when
right,
you come in
to the end of this.
Yeah. No, that's all right. Now I've got. If you wanted to come in tomorrow, I've got one spot at 9:15. But that's all I've got. Just one little spot that if you wanted to pop in and for him
tomorrow
to have a look at
Thursday,
it.
Tomorrow is Thursday, isn't it?
Tomorrow is
Thursday.
Otherwise, it'll be probably the week after next.
You think? Yeah, I'll come in at 9:15. I want to get this started.
Yeah,
but I'm not happy. I'm not speaking. I'm thinking ahead that I'm not that keen if I'm going to have to go to Monash to have something done. So let's make the appointment with him and see what he says.
Yeah. Well, our next local list is actually the next day on the Friday. That's why I thought if I can squeeze you in then, if you want done, you could have it done Friday there, or he might just be able to do something in the rooms for you, Elizabeth. Just because sometimes. People just, he can just take it off very, very easily
okay.
in the room.
All right.
But
well,
anything,
Let's go the first step and I'll come up at 9:15 tomorrow and see Dr. Ross and see what he says and then I'll go
We'll go
on
from
there.
All right. So I just need to get some information from you. So I know it's your Elizabeth. No, you're Elizabeth Nichols, and I've got your mobile number here, which is 0402-557-28. Lovely. And then I need your date of birth, please.
12/9/44.
Lovely. All right.
See, it says the clinical reference information that says that my referral period lasts up to 12 months.
It does. It's 12 months from when you see Mr. Ross. So when we see you tomorrow, it will start from then. Okay?
Okay.
As long as you've seen him. So basically, though, if you don't come and see someone in 12 months, then it becomes invalid.
Yeah.
But if you saw him, you know, one day before the 12 months, it would start at 12 months.
Okay,
we had one person who came with a referral from 3 years ago.
No, I don't think I'd do that.
No, and that was pretty awful because he did have a skin cancer and it took him 3 years to get here. And by the time he got here, it was so awful.
Oh, dear.
It was
a
mess. Anyway. All right. Now, shall I send you an SMS or do you know where we are at 159 Church Street?
Yep, absolutely.
Lovely.
You're on the right, I think, aren't you?
Yeah, and if you just come a couple of minutes earlier, I've just got some registration forms for you to fill in, and then we'll just go from there and work out the best way to get rid of this thing for you, okay?
Okay, all right.
All right.
Thanks very much.
Okay, see you then. Take care. Bye.